You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Mr. Tom Ingracia, a wellness and success coach, motivational speaker, award-winning author, and radio personality. Mr. Ingracia is the founder and president of the Motivact Group and Tom Ingracia Productions. Mr. Ingracia, welcome back to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Eric, great to be back with you as well.
You bet, and always good to have you, and certainly appreciate your time once again. So this is the time of year when we all set up resolutions, and if you haven't done so, you still have time, and these goals for the upcoming year. Why do people find this so hard to do, and why is it so hard to follow through on our resolutions, period?
Well, I think there are two main reasons, Eric, from my perspective. First of all, I think so often we get overwhelmed. We get overwhelmed just by our daily lives and everything that we have to do, and when we're setting those goals and resolutions, we tend to kind of set really big goals and resolutions, and then we get overwhelmed by the process, and we don't really take the time to thoroughly think through what are the things that are important to me, and when you're feeling that overwhelmed, then those resolutions that you're setting for yourself, somehow just you push them to the back burner, and then eventually they just kind of slip away because you're so busy just doing what you need to do day in and day out to put food on your table, to get your kids to soccer practice, shovel the snow for those of us here in the Northeast, or mow your lawns if you're in a warmer climate. So I think it's just that we're feeling so overwhelmed in society today.
And Tom, what do you see as the biggest challenge facing the clients that you do coach?
Well, it's interesting, Eric. That's a very good question. And I think, by and large, the number one thing that I hear from my coaching clients is that they're afraid to make any kind of a move, that fear of the unknown. The people that I coach, by and large, are people who know that they don't want to continue on the track that they have been on for most of their lives. Most of my clients are baby boomers, and so they've been in the corporate world or some kind of structured environment for decades. They know that's not what they want anymore, that there's something else they want to do, but they're afraid to take the chance, to take the risk, to make that move because they don't know what the future is going to be. And so fear really is the biggest factor that holds people back.
Shifting gears a little here, and love to get your take on this since we're looking at wellness and health. Why is paying attention to our own wellness so critical?
Well, again, with just the pace of our daily lives, Eric, we're so programmed to be go, 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 go all the time. And we tend to focus on meeting other people's needs and expectations and not paying attention to our own needs and our expectations for ourselves. And I think that as a society, we have been trained that if we are not always focusing on meeting someone else's needs and helping someone else with their situation in their life, that we're being selfish. For me, the exact opposite is true. You are not being selfish if you pay attention to your own health and wellness first and foremost. In fact, you put yourself by focusing on your own wellness and health first and foremost, and taking time for yourself first, you put yourself in a better position then to help those around you achieve that same state of health and wellness and happiness in their lives. But if you're always focusing on things outside of yourself, you don't then have the emotional and spiritual resources to be able to help anybody else. So it really is critical that we take care of ourselves first. In fact, the analogy that I like to use, Eric, is, you know, think about when you're on an airplane and getting ready for takeoff, and the flight attendant is going through the safety drill. When they tell you what to do when the oxygen mask drops down, what do they say to do? They tell you to put the oxygen mask on yourself first, and then you help the person sitting next to you with their mask. Because if you don't have that life-giving flow of oxygen going into your lungs, there's no way that you can help anybody else on that plane with their mask. So it really is so important that we attend to our own wellness and well-being first and foremost.
Always a good example and great stuff there. Today we're joined by, once again, Mr. Tom Ingracia, a wellness and success coach, motivational speaker, award-winning author, and radio personality. He's also the founder and president of the Motivac Group and Tom Ingracia Productions. He's joined us once again here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Tom, how can mindful meditation help people to achieve their goals?
Well, you know, we've just been talking, Eric, about how important it is to attend to your own wellness and well-being first and foremost. And the key piece of advice that I share with all of my coaching clients and all of the participants in my workshops and seminars is to make sure that every single day, no matter how busy you are, every single day you take time for yourself. Even if you can only spare 30 minutes out of your schedule every day, you need to take that time for yourself, and you need to hide yourself away where no one is going to be able to interrupt you during that block of time that you're setting aside for yourself. And I find that using that concentrated time, and again, even if it's only 30 minutes, using that time just to sit quietly, to meditate, and to mindfully focus on, you know, what are the things that are important to me? What are my goals and my dreams and my hopes and my aspirations? And by focusing on those things on a regular basis, every day, the things that are important to you, and doing something for yourself that is soul-satisfying, that is the best way for you to be able to not only clarify and set your own goals, but then also to be able to know what steps you need to take, what the action plan is to actually achieve your goals. And, you know, I think, again, because of the pace of modern society, very few of us take that time on a regular basis just to sit down and think about the things that are important to us, you know, and just to, again, ask myself, you know, what are my hopes and my dreams? What is it that I want to achieve in my life? And so by mindfully reflecting on that every single day, then you have a much better chance of successfully achieving your goals and actually doing in life the things that are important to you.
And speaking of goals, and I'd be curious, what are your goals for 2018?
Well, actually, I have a very big goal for 2018, and, you know, it's one of those situations, Eric, that is, it's both very exciting and it's very daunting at the same time. As you know from our previous conversations, about 4 years ago, I published a book called One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams, and one of my dreams and one of my goals for that book right from the beginning has been to turn it into a documentary film. Because the stories, the individual stories of people who have overcome adversity that are included in that book are so powerful that I knew it had to be, we had to get it out to the world in a format other than just the printed word. We wanted to actually have something that we could take out and show people. You know, as so often happens, over the intervening 4 years, you know, I've talked to some documentary filmmakers, couldn't find a person who shared the same vision that my co-author and I have for the film project. And about 3 months ago, out of the blue, I got a call from a documentary filmmaker who's based in Boston, which is only about 40 miles from where I live. She knows one of the people who are profiled in the book. And she said, I am interested in making a documentary film, and I understand you're interested in making a documentary film. Do you think we can work together? Well, after about 10 minutes of talking with her, I knew she was the person to do this, to get this project off the ground. And so my number one goal, in fact, I have really kind of pushed everything else off of my plate for 2018. My number one goal is to really focus all of my attention on making this documentary based on One Door Closes, with the goal that by the end of this year, we will have a finished product that I can then take out to the film festival circuit, that I can try and sell to Amazon or to Netflix. It's a very exciting project, but at the same time, as I said, it's also very daunting because this is something that I have no experience in. So I'm really kind of having to let our director-producer guide me through the process. At this point, I don't even know where the funding is coming from yet, but I know that that we will make this process work and we will make this project successful. So that is my number one goal, is to have something by the end of this year that we can use to continue to inspire and motivate people to achieve their best, highest selves, just as the people who are profiled in One Door Closes have done.
Always good to have you, especially at the beginning of the year, and always appreciate your visits with us. Lastly, and before you go, and in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners that they could put into action or practice a day that would help them to be more healthy or fit?
Well, Eric, going back to what we were talking about just a few minutes ago, again, my number one tip is to make sure that every single day you are taking time just for you. And even if it means having to hide yourself away from your family, from your coworkers, from your friends, make sure you take that time every single day. Even if it's only 30 minutes, even if it's only 15 minutes, do that. Do something for yourself with that time that is soul satisfying, that nourishes your inner self, and that recharges your batteries. And also, every single day, focus on one thing that you are grateful for that day. So both the mindful meditation and the attitude of gratitude, those are the things that I think are going to make a huge difference in everybody's life in 2018.
Tom, thanks for those closing words and advice. Much appreciated. Where can listeners get more information on your companies, and how could listeners also be in touch as well?
Well, the best way, Eric, is to go right to the websites, and there's a contact link on both of my websites, and so it is motivactgroup.com, M-O-T-I-V as in Victor, A-C-T group.com. That is the website for my motivational work, and then the website for my production company is ingraciaproductions.com. And that's the best way to find out what I'm doing, how I do it, and the best way to contact me is directly through the website. And I answer every contact personally myself, so you know that when you're contacting me through the website, those messages are coming directly to me.
As always, Tom, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Have a healthy, prosperous, and happy 2018, and look forward to our next conversation right here on EPN. Have a good one.
Thanks so much, Eric. You as well.
We've been speaking with Mr. Tom Ingraciao, wellness and success coach, motivational speaker, award-winning author, and radio personality. He's also the founder and president of the Motivact Group and Tom Ingraciao Productions. And once again, for the details, visit motivactgroup.com as well as ingraciaproductions.com. And this has been your host, Eric Dye, for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Take a listen to our new live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.